In this topic, I will show how anyone can run the Nemotron 3 Nano on their own computer and then test it with all sorts of electronics and programming tasks. The Nemotron 3 Nano is a new thinking LLM model based on a mixture of experts architecture with a Mamba 2 plus transformer hybrid. The model has 30 billion parameters, but only about 3 to 4 billion are active during inference, significantly reducing the computational requirements. Nemotron 3 Nano 30B A3B supports very long context, up to 1 million tokens. Several languages, German, French, Italian, etc., no Polish, and released under the NVIDIA Open Model License. The model allows commercial use. Information about the model used. Online access. Running the model locally. Download Ollama. Ollama has had a normal Windows app for some time now. Just download, run, and we already have a windowed interface to talk to AI. You still need to add models within the same app. The easiest way is to download them by entering their name from the Ollama library. The model is fresh, published over a week ago. In this case, I entered Nemotron 3 Nano 30B. The model occupies approximately 23 GB. Once downloaded, you can move on to testing. It is really very simple. Decoding the barcode of the resistors. To start with a task that I think every budding electronics engineer encounters, decoding resistors. At the same time, this task potentially requires basic processing ability. Although here it could be argued that the AI model doesn't predict, but has only memorized every possible permutation of colors. This is difficult for me to assess. I used our electrode calculator for comparison. Expected result. Nemotron manage the task. Inverse resistor test. Can AI determine the colors for given resistor parameters and then draw this in HTML plus JS? Obviously, the whole thing is a separate chat, no story. He managed to specify the colors, but did he draw? Here, however, we have a small glitch. The code doesn't run, JS syntax error. Resistor for LED. Now for the second classic task, although here too, I have chosen a slightly less typical voltage. Calculating the resistor for the LED. Not only did the model handle the task, it also tried to advise the selection of the actual resistor values from the series. Path width for current console stars. The next test was about programming. I tried to think of some relatively simple but also less typical tasks. I decided that the AI would have to create four rectangles from the stars in the console and display them against the letters B. It went very well. It works. Time to modify. Will the AI understand the context? I want each rectangle to be filled with each consecutive number. Works. Game in HTML plus JS. Palette. Now some simple game playing. Another exam task for a student. But it always helps when working with AI. Generated code. I am surprised, but it works. I have no complaints. I have asked for a modification, adding an opponent. Well, sure, the shortcomings are there. The opponent is a cross, and in addition, the ball sometimes gets blocked between the pallet and the wall, but still impressive. Arduino and reading from the TC74. The TC74 is a very simple temperature sensor with an I2C interface. Reading the temperature from it comes down to reading a single byte. Does Nemotron know about this? The generated code, on the other hand, in my opinion, this is not valid code. The byte read is simply the temperature. You do not need to multiply by 0.25. In addition, you only need to read one byte. I also don't like the address yet, although it depends on the TC74 version. Classics are letters in strawberry. This is a fairly common example. AI has trouble counting letters because it operates on tokens. But it does wonder. Good. How about a less typical word now? This will check if he has strawberry in the learning data. Successful. Logical puzzles. Some puzzles that LLMs have problems with. Tricky tasks. Successful, although a long time for the system to think about it. The second trick question. This question is about Co.